Okay, Sean Barbosa, I hope all is well. Today's daf is Erev and daf Mem Vav. It is a bit late, so I apologize if I am talking a bit lower or have less than my usual amount of energy. But we are holding here on Mem Hei Amud Beis. We had just mentioned that water, the rainwater specifically, that falls. So we had a couple of halachos in terms of the water that's shayach and whether the water acquires its own tchum. We tried to use that to prove, that Rav Yochan ben Nuri held that an item that is hefker acquires its own tchum, and that's what we did. We did prove that Rav Yochan ben Nuri does in fact use that as the basis for his shita, the shita that we had quoted in the Mishnah. If you remember, the Mishnah on Mem Hamad Aleph, towards the bottom, so he said that someone who is sleeping and doesn't know that Shabbos showed up, so he gets 2,000 amos. You don't need conscious das to acquire a shvisa on Shabbos. The Chachamim disagreed with him. And he said the basis for Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita is the fact that an item that's hefker also does acquire 2,000 amos as well. So the Gemara is now going to use and just depart for a minute and finish up this conversation, this topic about rain. Omar Mars, let's see, where are we here? We're by the two dots, about 7 or 8 lines up. Omar Mar, Beomtuf Hare Hain Karagli Kol Odom. We said that if rain fell on Yontif, so obviously it didn't exist before Yontif, so the rainwater gets the tchum like anybody, correctly called them, like anybody who comes to acquire it. Gemara says, "Vamai, why is that true? Likni shvisa bokianus. Why don't we say that the rainwater, again, the Gemara apparently knew about condensation, obviously, because the Gemara, the Chazal, knew everything from the science of the times. So they knew about condensation. Rainwater, right, starts in the ocean, goes up to the clouds, and comes down to earth. So why didn't we say that the rainwater was kone shvisa beokianus in the ocean? And when Yomtiv came in, right, that's when an Erev takes hold, that's when a Tchum takes effect. Why don't we say that the Tchum is based on the ocean? So Gemara says, Lema Delok Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe this is against Rabbi Eliezer. Dik Rabbi Eliezer, Ha'amar, right, against Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that Kol Olam Kulo Mimei Okeanos Hushosa, that everybody drinks the waters of the ocean, not obviously with the salt, but after it, you do condensation, it evaporates, and then it falls, rain comes down. So it could be that this is against that, right? That he holds that this is not true. Maybe he disagrees with the whole concept. So Rabbi Yitzchak Hacha, no, he doesn't disagree with the whole concept. Hacha, but Avim Shenis Kasher Me'Erev Yontiv Askin. No, the case is that the clouds simply gathered on Erev Yontiv. So therefore, you already expected the rainfall. The rainfall was already ready to roll before Yontiv, right? It wasn't in the ocean at the onset of Yontif, it was in the clouds. So the Gemara says, well, the first the Gemara suggests that, well, how do you know it's the same cloud that dropped the rainwater? And maybe it's other clouds that did pick up water from the ocean. So the Gemara says, so it could be that, no, there wasn't so much wind, and there was some sort of simon, you knew it was the same cloud. Or another answer, it's a suffix in a dindrabanan. Any suffix by dindrabanan, i.e. tchumim, eruv tchumim, so that's going to be lahaka. So the Gemara says, the question that I thought of initially when I read this is that, right? Okay, fine. You tell me that the water is not in the ocean, it's in the clouds. So why don't you tell me that it should acquire a tchum based on the clouds? And therefore, tif shel mina, then you can answer from that, the ein tchumim l'mala miyud. Right? If you're not saying that, if you're not telling me that the rainwater acquires tchum up in the clouds, apparently we see, right, this Shiloh, the question we had a little bit ago, whether there is a concept of Erev Tchumim above 10 Tvachim. Right, so if you're telling me that we don't say that the water that was in the clouds at the onset of Shabbos, or Yom Tov specifically here, we don't say that it acquires its Shvisa in the clouds above, so apparently we see that there's no concept of Tchum above 10 Tvachim. Diyesh tchumim, because if there was tchum above 10 tvachim, likni shvisa ba'avim, right, the rainwater simply would, the hefker rainwater should acquire its status of tchum, at the onset of Yom Tov when it was in the clouds. So Gemara says, ma'olam really, no, forget that. I'll tell you that yesh tchumim. It could be that there is tchum above 10 tefachim. Aye, so why doesn't the rainwater acquire shvisa while it's still in the clouds when yantif comes in? Umaya be'eva mivlabli. Right, because the water is sucked up, it's swallowed, it's subsumed inside the cloud. So therefore, it's not considered to actually have been rainwater, it's considered to have been cloud. So therefore, when it rains, so then it wasn't in the cloud, technically, at the onset of Yontif. So the Gemara says, well then, why are you allowed to use it at all? Right? The concept of Nolad, something that is created on Yontif, right? it wasn't non-Muktzah on Erev Yontif, right? Everything that you use on Yontif or Shabbos needs to be in its status before Yontif or Shabbos comes in. If it's born on Shabbos, i.e. it's created on Shabbos, so it might be Aser, right? It should be Aser for Muktzah. That's the most Chomer type of Muktzah. So the Gemara says, da'asiri. It should have been nolad, and it should be aser. So the Gemara says, ela maya ba'avim minad naidi. Rather, no. The reason is, not because the water is sucked into the cloud. The water is still in the cloud, but it's moving. And therefore, right, we have to wait until the water stops moving to designate it's tchum. And this is an interesting shayla, right? It could be that it comes up. Let's say a person is, get stuck on a plane on Yontif. It could be technically, or Shabbos, or whatever it is. Meaning, if you're telling me that you're Kona Shvisa above 10 Tvachim, so if you're on a plane over the ocean, so you technically can't leave the plane because you're 2,000 Amos. But okay, but if you're telling me that when you're moving, there's no concept of Tchum, you don't acquire a Tchum until you stop, so then okay, that Tachlis, maybe when after the plane lands, you get a Tchum from whatever airport you're in. Okay, fine. That's just an ad lib. I'm not obviously not poskening at all. So since the clouds were moving, so then the rainwater never came to a full stop. And when it stops on the ground, that's where it acquires its tchum. So it says hashadas is the hachi. Okay, fine. Now that you got to this point, that answers okeanos nami lo kashile. So the question we had about the ocean originally is not a question at all, because maim de okeanos nami minad naidi, because the water in the ocean is also moving. So therefore, okay, so it's not a kasha. It could theoretically be in the ocean, but then goes up into the clouds and falls as rainwater, but it never stopped moving and never acquired a shvisa. Just a little bit more of a tanya naharos b'moshachem u'mayanos hanovin. And we learned that rivers that are flowing and springs that are flowing, they have the same status as the rainwater. They are they acquire shvisa based on whoever picks them up. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov bar Idiam, Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri back in the Mishnah, that a sleeping person does get 2,000 amos if he's sleeping when Shabbos starts. So I'm going to Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Befer Shmelecha or Mechala Shmelecha. Did you hear that straight up, or did you infer it from something else that you heard? So he said back to him, Befer Shmele. Right, I heard it straight away. That's what he told me straight up. So the Gemara says, "My klala." Well, if you're asking someone, what if he inferred it from somewhere? So it must be that Rabbi Zeira had something in mind. So what? Meaning, he wouldn't have just been like, did you infer that from something random? He would have asked, been like, "Oh, maybe you're inferring it from X, Y, and Z," and i.e. the follow up would have been a kasha on it. So it happens to be that Rabbi Yaakov Raidi said, "No, I heard it from him explicitly." So Rabbi Zeira didn't ask him a question, but Mestama, when the Gemara does that, it's ready to ask a question on the inference. So the Gemara does it anyway, and he says, "My klala, what was the what statement did you hear that you would have inferred that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Dam Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, halacha k'dibrei Mekel be'eruv." Right, the halacha says whenever you're dealing with Hilchos Eruv, we go l'hakel. So Gemara says, well, if that's what that's the phrase that you we're going to base it on, v'tarti lamali. What do you need both cases for? What do you need both statements? Halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha is like the Mekel. Well, obviously, what do you need both of them? Meaning, if you're telling me that halacha is like the Mekel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the Mekel here. So you don't need to tell me both. So Rabbi Zeira tzrichi. So Rabbi Zeira said, no, we need both of them. D'yashmina halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If you would have only told me that, so havamina ben the kula ben the chumra. You might have thought that halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, whether it's the kula, i.e. when the guy is sleeping, or the chumra. The flip side is that if there's an item that is hefker, you can take it through the tchum of whoever picks it up. but meaning it as opposed to beforehand, when it, there is no limit in terms of where it can go. So that would be a chumra, v'kamashmalan. So therefore, he teaches me that no, what's called? I guess not. No, that's not the chumra. That's just read Rashi quickly. The chumra would be that. I take it back. I think I said it right. All right. Either way, Viter. But Kamashmalan, so therefore, it teaches me that halacha kadivri hamekel be'eruv, that the halacha is like again we hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but only lekula. So Gemara says, I v'leim halacha kadivri hamekel be'eruv. So why don't we just say the halacha is like we go lekula by eruvin? So halacha Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lamali. So it's true. We do need that second statement because halacha tachamina. You might have thought hanimili yachid b'makom yachid. Now, when do we go the kula? That's only if it's one versus one machlokas, or rabbin b'makom rabbin, or many versus many. But avol yachid b'makom rabbin. But here, like we have Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who's a yachid, versus the chachamim, who's a rabbin. Same halo. You might say we do not go the kula, kamash malan, that we actually do go the kula. We're going to talk on Amud Beis. We're going to talk about a lot of kolei hora, a lot of rules in terms of paskening when you have two tanaim and whatever. Okay, either way. We're going to start it here, but that's going to a lot of that's going to be on Amud Beis. Amarle Rava La Abaye. Rava said to Abaye, "Michti Erivin Dirabanan." So this is 1 second. Erivin is Dirabanan. So Mali Yachid Makam Yachid, Mali Yachid Makam Rabim. What does it matter if it's one versus many or one versus one? Right, we're only going to be Mekel because it's Dirabanan. So Amarle Papa the Rava. He said, "Wait, Rav Papa said the Rava. What are you talking about? Be Dirabanan Lo Shani La Bein Yachid Bemakam Rabim Bemakam Yachid." The Yachim Makam Rabim, what, even by the Rabbanans, you make no distinction in Machlokas between one versus one versus one versus many. But time with the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar says, called Isha Sha'avra Aleh Shalosh Anos Daya Shaitha. What is that? So the first Mishnah in Maseches Nida talks about if a woman sees blood, and she is Tameh, let's say if she sees a Kesem or whatever it is, so how far back do you need to go to assume that she was tameh? Is it since her last bedika? Is it since the last 24 hours? So the whole machlokas over there between Beisham and Beis Hillel. But what happens if a woman was never expected to see blood? For example, she's post-menopause, I think, she doesn't see her period anymore. She doesn't get her period anymore. She's already beyond that in life. So I apologize for forgetting the technical term. Either way, so how do you judge whether a woman is just late or she's gotten to the point of menopause when she's not going to see her period? So Rabbi Elazar says it's three onos, three time periods, meaning whatever her period was, 30 days, 40 days, whatever it is, if she sees three of them without seeing blood, so then she can assume that she's not going to be expecting to see any more blood. And if she does, so then daya shaita, then she is tameh only from that moment and on, and not retroactively. Okay. V'tanya, well, then Rabbi Sam, I said, Asra Rabbi Karabi Elazar, and Rabbi wants Paschal like Rabbi Elazar. And again, I'm assuming that the food that the woman had seen blood and she had touched truma or whatever, 2 hours before, or whatever, and he paskened that it was tahor. So Achachaniskar, then Rabbi realized that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar. So Amar, and he said, "Kedai Rabbi Hu Rabbi Elazar this mochalav shasad chak." He said, "Rabbi Elazar, you can rely on Rabbi Elazar if you really, really need." Meaning he left it. Rashi says shasad chak because it was shani bitzoris, because it was a famine, years of famine. Veika hefsi taros, and he didn't want people to lose out on the trumos that the woman was handling and make a tummy because taka people needed food. But what do you see from here? It says myla achashenizka. What do you mean after Rebbe remembered? What did he remember? Ilei myla achashenizka dein alach Rabbi Elazar elak Rabbanan. If you tell me the alach is like the Rabbanan not Rabbi Elazar, and all of a sudden Rebbe poof just remembered. So b'shazatach heki av kavase. So how can you hold like Rabbi Elazar even in times of need? Right. Halacha is like the Rabbanan, so halacha is like the Rabbanan. Rather, it must be that we didn't decide the halacha, and then halacha sheniskar the lav yachid paligaleh, ela rabin paligaleh, amar kadehu Rabbi Elazar lismo chalav b'shavzat chak. And then Rabbi remembered that no, it's not. Who's the dissenting opinion? The dissenting opinion is not one Tana, it's many Tanaim. It's the Rabbanan who disagrees with Rabbi Elazar. So then at that point, Rabbi said, okay, fine, I can rely on Rabbi Elazar b'shas etchak. So you see that by the Rabbanan, like this idea of retroactive tuma, when a woman touches taros and then sees blood however many minutes or hours later. Again, we usually go according to the Rabbin. Rabbi would have remembered that we go according to the Rabbin, that the people who oppose Rabbi Elazar is a Rabbin opinion, is a majority. So that seems to knock out the idea that according to Rava, there is no difference between Yochid and Rabbin, and Yochid versus Yochid. So okay, another kasha, and then we're not really going to answer it so much. Amar Rav Mesharshi the Rava, Rav Mesharshi the Rava. Another question. Rami Lo Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak the Rava. Right? You really, we make no distinction between one versus one versus many. If a person hears that a relative that he has to sit shiva for passes away, if it's a shmua krova, if it's a close shmua, a close hearing, and he's, well, you'll see what that means in a second. So then he sits shiva and then shloshim. Rechoka, if he was a far hearing, he heard from far away, and we'll see again, we'll define that in a second. And in Ohegas El Yamechad, he only keeps one day of Avelos. Vezu Yikrova, Vezu Yichoka, how do you define that? So, Betoch Shloshim Krova, Lacha Shloshim Rechoka. If you heard within 30 days of the mace of the person passing away, so then that's Karov, that's considered close. After 30 days, that's already considered far away. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Chachamim say, Echad Shmuel Rechova, Echad Shmuel Rechoka, regardless of whether it was a long time ago, it was a short time ago. So, Noheges Shiva Shloshim, according to the Chachamim, you keep Shiva and Shloshim regardless. V'amar Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, call Makom Shata Motze Yochid, Mekel, Rabbi Machmim. Anytime you find there's a Yochid who's Mekel, and a Rab, the Rabbim, the majority, are Machmir, so then Halach Kudivri Ham Machmir and Hamarubim. The Halach is the Chumrah. Chutz Mizu, except for this case. Shafal Bisha Rabbi Kiva Mekel, Vachachamim Machmirin, Halach Akarbi Akiva. Kedivri Rabbi Akiva. The Halach is like Rabbi Akiva. This is the exception. That Rabbi Akiva is Mekel, he's a Yochid, but he, yeah, but the Halach is still like him. Besar Halach Yishmuel, and, excuse me. Damer Shmuel Halach Kedivri Mekel Be'Avil. And Halach is like Shmuel, who says that we are going to be Mekel by Avelus. But the Kasha on Rava is Avelus with the Kedivri Be'Rabana. That's only by Avelus. Right, Ava Ba'Ala, but another case is Safilu B'Rabana and Shani Ben Yachid B'Makom Yachid and Makom Bekom Rabin. Right, even by Dirabanans, right, we still have a difference between Yachid and versus Yachid, and on the other hand, Yachid versus Rabin. So that's against Rava. That's against Rava, who said that there is no difference between one versus one or one versus many. So the Gemara kind of leaves it without really a response from Rava, but we do go. We give a couple more answers. Meaning Rava's answer, right, is kind of this whole back and forth kind of is knocked out, almost sort of kind of. We have other suggestions in terms of what's it called. Right. I mean, we said before, why do you need to tell me, right, in Nachon, why do you need to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and that the halacha is kedivrei Hamekel by Erevin? Right. We said, what's the difference? We had answered that what's it called? That if you would only have had the halacha of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, so you might have thought maybe the kula ben the chumra. And if you would have only had the halacha kedivrei Hamekel, is because you would have thought, right, that's why we made the distinction between the Yochid versus the Rabbin, maybe you wouldn't hold like that. And that's how we got into this whole discussion. Now we have two more answers in terms of why we need both Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the halacha, and the halacha kedivrei Hamekel by Erevin. So if Papa says, or Papa Amar, Itzrich Safat Adachamino, we need both of them, because you might have thought, Hani Mili Be'Evri Chatzeros, that this is true, that there were Mekel by an Erev Chatzer. Right, again, an Erev Chatzer is if you have a bunch of houses that go into a bunch of Chaseros. So since it resembles kind of sort of maybe Rosh Hashanah, it goes into a Mavui, it leads into Rosh Hashanah. Either way, you need to be Ma'arev. That's a very crude and very elementary explanation of it, so I do apologize. But either way, but you have to make an Erev Chatzeros to bind all the Chatzeros together. So people go in and out, and go in and out of your chatzer, my chatzer, etc. So you might have thought that we say we're mekil, that's only by Erev Chatzera. So I'll by Erev Tchumim, but by Tchum, maybe not, maybe not. So therefore, Tzricha, therefore, you need to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And how do you know the difference between Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tchumim? Like we know that the Mishnah, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, this topic is when, right, if you look at Rashi, fourth, five lines down, Dein Marvin Lo Adam El Daito. That person, you can only make an Erev for someone else with his das, if he knows about it, with his, and he's happy about it, meaning with his content, with his, not content, with his consent. So that's only a case. I mean, when is that? Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's by Erev Tchumim, right? But you only need a person's consent by Erev Tchumim. But Abba Be'eru Chatziros, Ma'arvin Ben Bedas, Ben Shalol Adas, where you can make an Erev for a person whether he knows about it or not. And Shazachin La'odam Shalol Bafanav, Ve'in Chavin La'odam El Bafanav, that you can do, make a schus, you can do a good thing for a person. Without his presence, or without him knowing about it even, but you can't be mechayiv, you can't make a chov on a person, get not negative, but give him, I guess, limit him in some way without his intent. How is Erev Tchum a limit and Erev Chatzeros a schus? So Erev Chatzeros is a schus because you're allowing him to carry throughout all the Chatzeros. Right? The other option is what? What is the negative? There's no negative, right? You can just carry through all the Chatzeros. It's not like you have to pay for it or to give something or whatever. Yes, we ask that everybody gives a piece of bread to the Erev, but Lamaisa, that's, you know, people want to be able to Kona Shavisa, right? They're happy to do that, to contribute. Sorry, I can't keep on, can't stop myself from yawning. Anyway, but how is, do you see that a chov and erev tchumim is a chov? Because if, let's say, you live in, I don't know, you from your 2,000 amos, you set up an erev 2,000 amos to the west, right? So now you can travel 4,000 amos to the west. Well, yeah, but you're now limiting yourself from traveling to the east. So that erev is technically a limit. So that's considered a chov. Okay. Fine. The third answer is Amar Rav Ashi Itzrich. We need both to say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and halacha kedivrei Meikel by Eruv. You might have thought that we are Meikel only in terms of Shiure Eruv. Now that's not the shear for an Eruv, for the size. That's Shiure is leftovers. If you look at Rashi, over here, Shiure Eruv, Shaniach Eruv b'makom ha-mishtamer, l'kama shabasos. Right? You set up an Erev not only for the Shabbos, but for a month, shall we say. You left the food in a, took a food that's not going to spoil, the matzah, whatever, put it in a guarded place, Makom HaMishtamer, it was guarded. And again, we said before that the shear for an Erev is Beis Sudos. Well, now you come back 3 weeks later, and the Ochel has been diminished. It either got rotten, or it went bad, or it some bird dated, or whatever. So then, says Rashi, Mekilin Beilach Shure, we say it's still kosher. So you might have thought that when we say Halach Kedivrei Meikel Be'eriv, that's by that case. Tchilas Eriv, but at the Lechachila, at the beginnings of an Eriv, when you first place it, so then you might have thought, Eimalo, then you might have thought that, oh, if a person is sleeping, he doesn't acquire his 2,000 amos to Tchum. So the Gemara says, Kamash, well, they're Kamash Malan, therefore, we have to say the Lechos Dagor B'lcha Ben Nuri. And how do you know there's a difference in halacha between the leftovers of an Erev and the initial placing of an Erev? It's not like within the Mishnah. Ah, Rabbi Yossi, Bamed, Varamurim. One is, it's true that, again, you need a minimum shear for an Erev, but Chilas Erev, that's only at the beginning. Abba Bashiri Erev, Afilu Kolshu, right? Leftovers, all you need is just a little bit. V'lo Amru La'arev Chatzeros, Ela Kadei Shalom. The Shakach Toras Erev Minatinokos. And again, that's just a parenthetical point that they only required an Erev Chatzeros, so the people should not forget an Erev, that the children should see that there's a concept of Erev Chatzeros, right? That's why you have a minimum shear, but you don't really need a minimum shear because, you know, again, once you have it. Any amount is going to be good for an Erev Chatzeros. Okay, but either way, fine. So you do see that there's a difference between the difference between putting an Erev out l'chachila and anything that remains from an Erev that you want to still rely on. Okay, now the Gemara now goes into discussions between, let's say you have machloksim between certain Tanaim, how we should pasken, and how these rules, how legit are these rules. So Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zriga, Amro, they said that halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveiro, halacha is like that Rabbi Akiva, if you look at mechaveiro, that's a single person. If Rabbi Akiva argues against one other person, one other Tana, Rabbi Yossi mechaveirov, it's even like Rabbi Yossi, chaveirov is plural. If Rabbi Yossi is arguing against the majority, Rabbi mechaveirov, and also when Rabbi argues with another one of his chaveirov, meaning one, right? If he's against someone else, another Tana, so then the halacha is like Rabbi. So the question is, l'mai halachasa, how far do we take this? So Rav Asi amar halacha. Rav Asi says you can rely on those rules for to pasken halacha. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba amar matin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says matin literally means to tilt. So we kind of, okay, we're going to tilt the halacha in that direction, but it's not necessarily totally 100%, and we're also not going to say this publicly, Rashi adds. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Nirin. And Rabbi Yossi says it seems like the halacha should be like in those Tanayim, but that's obviously everything is open for debate. Right? Okay, so just general rules and how strictly we're going to apply them. Koshun Zeh, similarly, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Right? If you have a Machokas, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Halach is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda versus Rabbi Yossi, so then Halach Rabbi Yossi. And certainly you don't need to tell me, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Because Hashem, B'makom Rabbi Yehuda lesa, because if Rabbi Meir does not beat Rabbi Yehuda, so B'makom Rabbi Yossi mi boya. You don't even need to ask me about Rabbi Yossi, right? Certainly, Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Meir, who loses Rabbi Yehuda, is not going to beat Rabbi Yossi. So I'm Rav Asi. Rav Asi says, Afani lo mei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, halach Rabbi Yossi. I also taught that, or you can figure out from this, that if you have Rabbi Machogas, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, so the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Dam Rabbi Abar, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halach Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda beats Rabbi Shimon, and therefore Hashem Makam Rabbi Yehuda lesa Makam Rabbi Yossi Rabbi, right? Since Rabbi Yossi beats Rabbi Yehuda, so in a case of Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Yossi certainly is going to win. Rabbi Lehu, what about the two Tanaim that I guess were in the last place here? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, Mai. So that Gemara says Tegu Tishbi Taritz Kushes with Veavayos, and Elio and Avi will figure it out for us. Av Amarav Mesharshia. Mesharshia says, Lesnu Lahani Klali. I think this is all a bunch of baloney. Right, Mesharshia does not like this. Right, meaning, we don't have any rules, hard and fast rules. Just figure out each case, what the shita is, what the logic, what it doesn't make sense, etc., etc. Where does he get this from? So Elaim, if you'll tell me Mehaditan from the Mishnah, it says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Lama Davardome. This is our Mishnah, right? That we said that it's so that the case is similar. What was the case? The case was where you have three people next to each other and they overlap, the tchumim overlap, similar to three chatzeros that open into each other and they open into Rishus Arabim. Arvu Shaim Chitzonios Im Emtsayos, the two, if you make an Erev between the middle one and the outer ones, so Himu Teres Bimayim, Vehimu Teres Ima, right? So you can go from the outer ones to the inner ones, but the Shtaim HaChitzonios Asur Zu Vazu, right? You can't go from Chatzar A into Chatzar C. So, Amar Rav Chama Bar Guri, Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Shimon. We said that Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. We said this in our Mishnah. And Uman Polybilla. Well, who's the Machlokas? Who's arguing in Rabbi Shimon? So it's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? And we see it's Rabbi Yehuda. Fala Marta, but you said Halach Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach Rabbi Yehuda. Right? You told me, one second, when you have a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. But here you're telling me that the Mishnah is Halach is like Rabbi Shimon. Right? El Lash, I mean, listen to you. Right, so you see that all your rules are bupkis. It's junk. So Gemara says, "My Koshia, what are you talking about? That's not a good proof." Dilma heichad itmar itmar. No, maybe when someone said the halacha is like so and so, so then the halacha is like so and so. Heichad the lo itmar. But what do we need these rules for? It's when we didn't paskin and we didn't decide. Right here we said halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. Fine, wonderful. But in a case where Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda argue and no one says what the halach is like, so then we take this rule and we go like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Hechad lo itmar, lo itmar. However, it was said. It wasn't said, and that's why we use these rules. So, Ella, you know what? I guess this will take us on to the next funny-looking daf. Okay, so we'll see Ella. We'll go invite her with, again, Rav Meshershia, and his whole idea tomorrow, it's Hashem, on Erev Shabbos. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this. Blue Nether, I'll try and record a little bit earlier. Certainly earlier tomorrow, because otherwise it'll be Shabbos. Okay, call to Rav Meshershia.